All right, the correct Reed Hall time is 4 o'clock, so I'm going to call the Infrastructure and Tourism Appropriations Subcommittee to order. Ms. Sabrina, please call the roll.
Chair Williamson.
Here.
Vice Chairpersons Maleka.
Here.
Representatives Arrington.
Here.
Bell.
Here.
Cheney.
Here.
Daly.
Here.
Harding.
Here.
Ranking Member Hart.
Here.
Lamaca.
Here.
McFarland.
Here.
Mooney.
Here.
Placencia. Romo. Silvers.
Here.
Slawsburg King, excuse. Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
All right, a quorum is present today. Members, it's good to see everybody. We've got a few bills on slate today. I just want to say it's good to be back and happy and healthy and smiling. I was thinking I was going to come back and I was going to be vice chairman, but I guess nobody did any funny business last week. But Madam Chair, I appreciate you last week presenting our recommended budget. I hate that I wasn't here for it, but I know you did a great job, probably better than I would have done. I did not fake being sick, so I would miss questions from everybody, I promise. But it's good to be back and good to be ready to go today. The first bill we have is going to be Representative Payne, CS for HB 907, Florida Seaport Transportation and Economic Development. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair. I'm glad you're back, feeling well. Hope you got all those well-wish texts we sent you. I know you got some. Members, the goal of HB 907 is to recognize the Putnam County Port Authority and its facility at the barge, Placa Barge berth at the public port in the state of Florida in order to encourage economic growth for the region. The bill will enable Putnam County to apply for a grant through the Florida Seaport Transportation and Economic Development Council to perform a feasibility study regarding the establishment of a port in Putnam County. If the evaluation is found feasible by FSTED, they must include the study in their budget request for the Department of Transportation. However, if the port is not found feasible, Putnam County's membership on FSTED Council must be terminated. And that's the bill, Chair.
Representative Payne, thank you for that explanation. Do we have any questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing no questions for the bill sponsor, that moves us to public testimony. No public testimony. Members in debate. Seeing no debate, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Having waived close, Ms. Sabrina, please call the roll on CS for HB 907.
Chair Williamson.
Yes.
Vice Chairpersons Maleka.
Yes.
Representatives Arrington.
Yes.
Ranking Member Hart.
Yes.
Representatives Bell.
Yes.
Cheney. Daly.
Yes.
Harding.
Yes.
Lamaca.
Yes.
McFarland.
Yes.
Mooney.
Yes.
Placencia. Romo.
Yes.
Silvers?
Yes.
Slawsburg King? 12 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Members, by your vote, show CS for HB 907 reported favorably. All right, we're going to bring up the birthday boy next. Representative Drake, happy birthday to you. I'm not going to sing to you. You are recognized to explain CS for HB 685, Rural Development.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 685 removes the requirements to have a project prospect to receive funding and also raises the total state contribution available for a grant from 50% to 75%. Removes the requirement for an employment project prospect to be in place to receive funding for infrastructure feasibility studies, design and engineering activities, or other infrastructure planning and preparation activities, and removes the cap on the amount of funding available for the assistance. Removes the local match. It also reduces the non-state match requirement from 25 to 15%. Allows in-kind match from a local government for any project, removes the match requirement to retain repaid funds for future loans. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative, for that explanation. Do we have any questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing no questions for the bill sponsor, we have public testimony. Derek McGee with Florida's Great Northwest, waving in support. Jeff Scowa with the Florida Association of Counties, waving in support. B.D. Jogerst with Associated Industries of Florida, probably butchered the name, but waving in support. Chris Doolin with the Small County Coalition, waving in support. Anna Grace Lewis with the Florida Chamber of Commerce, waving in support. And Chris Dawson with Gulf County, waving in support. Any other public testimony? Seeing none, members in debate. Seeing no debate, you're recognized to close.
It was so popular, I too will wave in support.
Waving in support and waving close. Ms. Sabrina, please call the roll.
Chair Williamson?
Yes.
Vice Chairpersons Maleka?
Yes.
Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Ranking Member Hart?
Yes.
Representatives Bell?
Yes.
Cheney? Daly?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
McFarland?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Placencia? Romo?
Yes.
Silvers?
Yes.
Slogsburg King? 12 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Members, by your vote, show CS for HB 685 reported favorably. Representative, happy birthday again. If you get any trouble tonight, give me a call. It's not too late. All right, members, that moves us to our third bill, HB 1469. Representative Grieco, Representative Daly will be presenting this bill today. Representative Daly, you're recognized to explain transportation facility designations.
Thanks. Thanks, Mr. Chair. This bill honors the 98 people who died in the Champlain Towers South collapse in Surfside, Florida by designating 98 points of light road in Miami-Dade County.
Thank you, Representative. Do we have any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, that moves us to public testimony. No public testimony. Members in debate? Seeing no debate, you're recognized to close.
Wave close, Mr. Chair.
Having waved close, Ms. Sabrina, please call the roll on HB 1469.
Chair Williamson?
Yes.
Vice Chairpersons Malika?
Yes.
Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Ranking Member Hart?
Yes.
Representatives Bell? Cheney? Daly?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
McFarland?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Placencia?
Yes.
Romo?
Yes.
Silvers?
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Members, by your vote, please show HB 1469 reported favorably. We have one more bill on the agenda today, and there is some air traffic control going on. I think Representative Fisher had a bill in another committee. We'll stand in informal recess until he gets here.
Chair Williamson?
Here.
Vice Chairperson Malika?
Here.
Representatives Arrington?
Here.
Bell? Cheney? Daly? Harding?
Here.
Ranking Member Hart?
Here.
Representatives Lamarca?
Here.
McFarland?
Here.
Mooney?
Here.
Placencia? Romo?
Here.
Silvers?
Here.
Slogsburg King, excused. Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
And Bell is here.
All right, a quorum is present again. Representative Fisher is stuck in committee presenting a bill, so we're going to have Representative McFarland present CS for HB 1005, Advanced Air Mobility. You're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have been airlifted in to present this bill due to a lack of air traffic control between committees. Members, this legislation establishes an Advanced Air Mobility Task Force. As our cities and counties are becoming more congested, there are new mobility solutions that are popping up every day, and this would study one such technology. The creation of this task force will put Florida in a leadership position to embrace advanced air mobility. The task force will be composed of numerous appointees representing a broad spectrum of government, impacted industries, businesses, and various other interests. Advanced air mobility utilizes vertical takeoff and landing. For our military people out there, think of the Osprey tilt rotor aircraft or a helicopter that turns into an airplane once it's airborne. With this legislation, Florida will set an example of how to encourage emerging technologies and serve as a partner in their implementation rather than a hindrance. The task force will be tasked with reviewing current laws and regulations and proposing new measures that will help Florida embrace advanced air mobility technology in a way that best serves its citizens. By October 1st, 2023, the task force will submit its report with findings to the governor, this body, and the Senate, and then it will be abolished. Mr. Chair, that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative, for the explanation. Do we have any questions for the bill sponsor? The only question I have, can you explain line 97 of the bill?
With pleasure. In the way that we are so fiscally responsible, we have saved paperwork and stopped at line 96 of this bill.
Thank you, Representative, for that answer. Do we have any other questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing no questions for the bill sponsor, that moves us to public testimony. Derek McGee with the Florida Airports Council, waving in support. Kyle Shepard with City of Orlando, waving in support. Cynthia Henderson with Genesis, Super L Air Mobility, waving in support. Anna Grace Lewis with the Florida Chamber of Commerce Autonomous Florida Initiative, waving in support. And do we have any other public testimony? Seeing no other public testimony, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The reason why I was so excited to present this bill on behalf of Representative Fisher is because, frankly, it would impact my community. In Sarasota, it takes an hour to get to Tampa on a good day, an hour and a half in rush hour traffic, which is our closest major international airport besides the Sarasota-Bradenton area. And this is an example of technology that would help alleviate that micro-mobility as you commute to a commuter liftoff station. So I'm really excited to present this bill, and I think the task force will undoubtedly uncover great future technology implications for the state of Florida.
Thank you, Representative. Having closed on the bill, Ms. Sabrina, please call the vote on CS for HB 1005.
Chair Williamson?
Yes.
Vice Chairperson Maluka?
Yes.
Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Ranking Member Hart?
Yes.
Representatives Bell?
Yes.
Cheney? Daly?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
LaMarca?
Yes.
McFarland?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Placencia? Romo?
Yes.
Silvers?
Yes.
Slogsburg King? 12 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Members, by your vote, please show CS for HB 1005 reported favorably. Did I move too fast? All right. That is our agenda for today. Representative, thank you for being in the bullpen today and doing that bill for Representative Fisher. Seeing that we have no other business before us, Representative Rommel moves, we rise. And with that, we are adjourned.